kiddies. Is your old friend the Crypt Keeper here? Scare with me for 2 moments. I'm just on the phone trying to scare up some scratchings. Hello there, kiddie. I'm looking to get a low-cost groan with your company.
I'm sorry, sir. We have a bad line here. Are you looking for a loan?
That's right. A low-cost groan.
That's great, sir. We got great first-time borrowers. Can I ask a few questions, sir? Just for our records.
Okie dokie. You can ask me any questions you like. There's no skeletons in my closet. Well, not anymore.
okay, sir. Firstly, can I take your date of birth?
It's Gorgas the Filth, 1824.
August?
Yes, Gorgas.
I'm gonna write down August. Okay, sir. Next question. What is your current employment, sir?
Well, you could say I'm an ice cream man. But yes, it's ice cream.
Thank you very much. How much would you be looking to borrow from us?
Oh, just a few grand to do a few bone improvements.
Did you say home improvements, sir?
Yes, I thought what I said just now was perfectly fair. Well, you know, putting a little dead room in upstairs. Oh, and of course, the cloakroom for when my vampire friends drop over.
This isn't by any chance a Crypt Keeper, really, is it? This is like the third time you've called today, so we cannot offer you a loan.
I know, I'm sorry. Just I'm so terribly lonely. I mean, bonely!
I'm hanging up now, sir. Goodbye.
No, no, wait! I know. Hello, is this the suicide garrote line? Here's the Richard and Steve Halloween special! I hope you have more luck with that than I did.
This is Professor Richard Shepherd, DFA, of the Brainshear Institute for Investigating Weird Paranormal Stuff, and welcome to a very special edition of the Richard and Steve podcast, in which I will be experimenting with psychical phenomena with my little test lab white rat, little bunny rabbit, little test subject, Stephen Leslie Bark. Say hello, Stephen Leslie.
Did you mean phenomena?
What did I say?
I don't. Well, it wasn't phenomena.
It wasn't. It was phenomenal. That's what it was.
It was. You'll hear it when it kind of comes back.
Strap yourself in, Steve. You may be wondering why I've asked you.
Oh, and hello, everybody.
Yes. Shut up, subject number 5. You may be wondering why I've asked you to wear a hospital gown today, Steve.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried as to why you want me to wear one, plus the fact that you did specifically ask me not to wear any underwear today, so yeah. It is a little bit drafty.
Well, reason one was to see your bum, as always. I love seeing that full moon rise, particularly at Halloween, so that's good times. And secondly, it's because you are a medical experiment you will be tested on today as part of our Halloween special, which focuses on psychical research and me finding out whether or not you are a balmy psychic like the girl Carrie, or the man Dead Zone from the book Dead Zone.
What, the guy's actually called Dead Zone, is he?
He was called Dead Zone, yeah.
Isn't that Christopher Walken?
Yeah, the opposite of Christopher Reeve. Christopher Walken.
Well, he's dead, though, isn't he? Reeve. So I'm sure Christopher Reeve's family's all having a good old chortle at that.
Yeah, I'm sure they listened to this.
So well done for that.
I'm sure after
Superman's death makes you laugh.
A couple of years of mourning, they decided, you know what would cheer us up? To introduce ourselves back into the world, we'll listen to Richard and Steve's podcast.
Well, I tell you what, right? That must have been awkward for them to realise there was actually an afternoon.
Why?
Well, you said they had years of mourning.
Anyway. Hopefully Steve's joke won't be the only thing dying today.
No.
Because some of these experiments will take you to the threshold of your capabilities and your mental strength. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be, Mr.
Okay,
Shepherd.
Okay, well, to stop you from preparing your brain mind for any of the tests I'm going to do, I'm going to be springing them on you at various points during the podcast. So we'll be talking about the regular stuff as well, but also at regular points we will be doing different tests, which will figure out whether or not you are a psychic like Ghost Whisperer Girl,
mm-hmm.
or a psychic like Medium Girl. Who is less attractive?
She is. She looks a bit weird. She's got a funny
Patricia
face.
Patricia Arquette does look a bit weird. I always thought she looked a bit weird. Even when
you just like Jennifer Love Hughes tits, don't
Jennifer
you?
Jennifer Love Hughes, yeah. I was actually in France recently and I saw Ghost Whisperer in French.
Did you?
And her breasts looked bigger.
Did she make you want to jizz everywhere because she was speaking French?
It was a family holiday. I tried to keep that to a minimum.
So just out of interest, because she's in France, do they CGI armpit hair onto her when she lifts her arms?
Mais oui. C'est bon, n'est-ce pas?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm joking. French women are probably the most attractive women in the world. They are absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
Yes. They're slender and they're graceful.
Not all of them,
and they know
though.
How to dress. Well, not all of them.
Of course they know how to dress. They'd be walking around without any clothes on if they didn't know how to dress.
And that wouldn't that be a tragedy? No.
So is that of interest? This is our Halloween special.
This is a Halloween special. Steve, how do you normally prepare for Halloween, and how have you been preparing this year, and what's going on with you?
Well, I normally stick my old chap inside a pumpkin and pump away for, well, hours at a time. And then, of course, you have that awful problem with the children knocking on the door. And there's nothing worse than opening the door with your lad stuck inside a pumpkin. That shit gets you arrested. You do it once, and that's it. You go on a list. But anyway, that's pretty much what I kind of get up to.
Sorry, I just had to go and get some scientific equipment for an experiment,
yeah.
Which will take place as I stop talking, e.g. now. Okay, Steve.
Okay.
I'm going to draw a number on this piece of paper.
You mean you're going to write a number?
No, I'm going to draw it. It's going to be a cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to write a number. Whatever, I don't care. And you have to guess whether the number I'm going to draw under it is higher or lower than the number I've drawn above it. Do you understand this psychic test as I have explained it?
No. So excellent. you're writing a number.
Yes.
Do I see that number?
No.
Okay, so how am I going to know whether the number is higher or lower if I don't even know what the numbers are?
Fair point. Here's the number.
For all the benefit of those who aren't psychic and aren't in the room, the number is 69.
Oh, I'm sorry, no, that's wrong. Let me turn it upside down.
Oh, it's 69.
Okay, so now using your psychic powers of psychic mind, which I suspect you might have, which I'm testing here today at Braintree University, me, Professor Richard Shepherd, DFA, you have to guess whether it's going to be a lower or higher number just by thinking.
Well, that's a bit of a stupid thing, isn't it? You should just write down the number and then I have to guess whether
okay,
it's... like,
I'll
because
write,
if I say it's lower, you could then go and write something that's higher, so it's not really
I'll
a fair test.
Number. Is it lower or higher?
I think it's the same.
You're an idiot.
Oh. Oh, damn. Yeah, the art of this is not to do it so that I can actually see what you're writing.
This takes place under very strict test control parameters.
Yeah, plan the sentence first. Might be a good idea.
Yeah, plan your face first. That might have been a better idea. Some of those grey hairs where we can't see them.
Oh, you're a funny fucker.
Okay, is the number lower or higher?
I think it is lower.
You are correct.
Ba-ba!
Is the number lower or higher?
Higher.
Wrong.
You've done two wrong so far. Okay. One out of two. Well, give me one out of three. Lower or higher?
Higher.
No! God, one out of four, you're an idiot. Psychically speaking, not in like real terms, but... Okay, try using your mind and actually...
Okay, not just guessing.
Into the ether sphere, where the spirits live, with God, and ask God the answer.
Oh, speaking of which, kudos for that, that Stephen Fry and what's-his-name debate thing.
Yeah.
I really, really want to get hold of an audio thing of that, I couldn't find it anywhere. I'd just love him to see them grilling Anne Widdecombe.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, if you just want to Google Christopher Hitchens, Stephen Fry, and like Catholic Church debate, there's a lovely article about it in the Catholic Herald, in which they, I believe the word is pwned. Hitchens and Fry pwned the Catholic Church.
I did actually listen to one of their atheist things they were talking about, and it was actually quite good. It was on YouTube, and the answer was higher.
Correct.
Ta-da!
Two out of five. Psychically speaking, you're...
I don't know. A dunce?
You're what psychic... You're to psychic research what Stephen Hawking is to the 100-metre dash.
Okay, well that's...
i.e. simply a spectator. Unable to participate... in what we call psychic research, as you would understand the term. Do you find psychic stuff scary? Because I don't think it's like part of the proper Halloween stuff. It's too scientific and weird and stuff. I think Halloween is more about, you know, being a Dracula or a Frankenstein or a Wolfman or possibly an Invisible Man.
I think that'd be ultimate to being a pervert, wouldn't it, being an Invisible Man?
What if you're an Invisible Wolfman? That would be the ultimate in perversion.
I'm sorry, why would it?
I'm not sure.
You'd just be able to give everyone doggy, but no one would even know.
Would it be like an invisible Dracula or an invisible Frankenstein?
No.
Because it wouldn't make sense, would it?
Well, no.
Because they're both kind of very recognisable kind of archetypes. And if they're invisible, you'd be like, oh, that's not that chilling.
No.
Is there an invisible
man? Well, invisible woman.
Was there an invisible woman?
Probably. You'd never know, would you?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, she could be here right now. In which case...
For the benefit of all those, he made that kind of hand-squeezing breast references.
I was testing to see if the melons were fresh.
Of course, you asking if there was an Invisible Woman. The Fantastic Four, she was an Invisible Woman.
I thought you were going to say that could have been an Invisible Man who I was just...
What, his great big oversized testicles?
His two giant balls and his pathetically undersized penis. Nature's cruelest mistake. Speaking of unnatural, grotesque, cruel things, how is your relationship with Mark going at the moment?
Ah, very funny.
At this time, Halloween 2009, in a relationship with a dude?
Yes, I am.
Whose ball sack you touch? With your hands? With your finger hands?
Sometimes my tongue.
Oh, why have you got to bring everything down? why have you got to play a brother like that? Can't you just be cool?
I am cool.
Not with the tongue and the balls. Who's cool with the tongue and the balls? Even gay men think that's disgusting.
Depends. Depends on whether or not they wash their balls.
Ball bung.
To answer your question beforehand, yes. I do not think that psychic really you could
so you
class.
Your relationship, you're personally wrong.
I'm not ashamed, I just know that whenever I talk to you about relationships, it's...
is that him texting right now?
No, it's not him texting me. Okay. It's probably Sally.
Oh, Sally.
Anyway, like I'm saying, no.
Hello, Sally. Thanks for... you recently took up the hems on a pair of my trousers. Two pairs of my trousers, actually. And God bless you for doing that.
Yeah.
Good luck to you and Julian.
Yeah, keep interrupting, that's helpful.
Okay, if you insist.
Like I was saying, I don't think psychic-wise you can really use that as Halloween. Halloween is more like ghosts, monsters, devil, that kind of shit. Funny that, though, isn't it? You'll always get people dressed up like the devil or a monster, but you'll never get anyone dressed up like God.
That's weird, but what does God look like, though? Because we've got no real kind of idea of what God looks like.
Well, I kind of reckon he's a dude with white hair, long hair, probably a hippie, beard, runs around in a smock.
I like the fact God's so laid back about that, that you can imagine him looking like anything. People say, oh, he's like a cloud, or he's like a hippie, or he's like a judge, or he's like just a normal dude.
Anne Widdecombe's left breast.
But if you even say, you know, Allah,
you know. If you even say, "Oh, Alec, well, he's probably quite tall," you could die for that. You could die for that because you're not allowed to speculate or opinionate on what Alec looks like.
You know, that's a great thing there because
you cannot physically represent Alec in any form. You can't even say if he had like earlobes or whether he had the kind of ears that kind of go downwards,
or indeed,
like blow cells.
You see, of course. Personally, we don't even know.
Look like a bit of a cunt.
That's staying in there.
We're going to have to bleep both of those words.
Well, I think.
Can we just give a shout out to all our Muslim listeners?
We don't really have any Muslims. Let's be fair, Muslims. I mean, they probably do like this show because let's be fair. If there's one thing we can say, Muslims, they can take a joke.
Yeah, God bless them. God bless them. Yeah, they have a sense of humour about stuff. They're famous for it.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Still, I give this a. They can wear a hat. It's not really a hat. It's just like a cap.
But, you know something? We're not really talking. I don't actually know what we were saying. We're talking about you never kind of dress up like God. Everyone always dress up like evil and monsters and shit.
God, right back. Allah, you get crazy if you dress up like Allah.
But then how would you know? You could be dressed up like him right now.
Yeah, I think Allah shops at Next. I think that could happen.
Just imagine that, couldn't you? Well, you'd never know, would you? You'd never know if you bumped into him or her.
I'm sure Allah gets his trousers from eBay, so same as I do.
Well, that way he can stay anonymous, can't he?
Exactly, yeah. Do you think Allah would shop vintage, or do you think he'd like have everything like handmade, like bespoke?
I think he would have slaves of the Western world making all of his clothes.
The thing about Islam, it is a proselytizing religion. They will not be happy until we're all Muslims or slaves to a Muslim regime. But they can still take a joke, which I find great.
Because we're not going to get bombed at all! Anyway, I think we
quickly say something bad about Judaism before we get in real trouble. Let's what, spread it out.
A bit. What, Jews? I think they've had enough of persecution. They don't need they don't need any more of my jokes.
Yeah, I love the Jewish people. I went out with a Jewish girl once. She was lovely, charming, if anything.
You went out with a Jewish girl.
I went out with a Jewish girl. It's true.
But you've got no money.
Oh, that's not cool, man. Why would you say that?
Oh, hang on. So you can go ahead and threaten us or get us almost threatened with a jihad or whatever the
jihad.
Fuck they call it.
Holy war.
I say one thing.
Let's start a war.
About.
Let's start a holy war.
I say one.
At the gay bar. Gay bar. Stop shoving that microphone in my face.
Yeah, we are actually using a real, real proper professional microphone this time, aren't we, Richard?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which is probably why it sounds so good. I mean,
Steve, shut up. Stop talking right now. We're doing another psychic test with our brain minds in which you will attempt to read my mind. I will think of a word.
I tell you one thing though, I can't be that psychic because I would have known if it was going to come.
Exactly.
Then, wouldn't
I? Spring those surprises on you.
But then, if I was a psychic, I would already know. But I didn't.
You'd be like, yeah, I'm expecting that.
Well, I was.
Oh, in that case, you might be psychic. But let's see if you can read minds. I'm going to think of like a word or a person or a breed of horse or.
Well, you have to kind of tell me which one.
Or a star of Series 3 of The Apprentice, UK.
I didn't watch it.
Well, let's just stick with words or colours or food types then. I'm going to think of one. And then, have you ever seen the film Ghostbusters?
Yes. Oh, you're not going to electrocute me. Quite a few.
Well, I'm not surprised. And you'll be familiar with the fact that negative reinforcement may enhance psychic ability. So firstly, I'm just going to get you to read my mind. And then I'm going to hurt you in various ways to see if that improves.
Only if I get it wrong.
Whatever, yeah.
But then if you actually watch Ghostbusters, he gets it right. And he still shocks him, but because you had that beautiful woman next to him. So how do I know that what I am...
We have no beautiful women near us, as usual.
So what happens... How would I know if I've got it right or not? I could get it right and you could change it.
Well, I'll write it down on a piece of paper then.
Okay. Write down a piece of paper what you're thinking of, then think of it, and then I can see if I can guess it.
Let's stick with pizza toppings. That's fairly easy.
Understood. Pizza toppings. Okay. I have.
I'm gonna write down and think of it, so you have like two chances. You can either go into my head and look through my face eyes and look at what I've written, or you can go into my mind and look through my like memory head, and then figure out what's going on.
Now that's truly Halloween bit of territory. That is going inside your mind, Richard. Fucking hell.
Here be monsters. Okay, first test. Test situations. Test control begins now. We are science. We are doing a science. Mind.
Science. Mind science.
Read my mind.
Okay. Is this the pizza topping thing?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to read my mind. Why give me the microphone? You're meant to guess. Well, you're not meant to guess, you're meant to know. Using psychic.
Well, I'm trying, but you're distracting me. It doesn't help when you've got your finger right up against your temple.
I'm pointing at where you should be reading.
What, that front part of your brain?
The frontal lobes.
But is that where memory is stored?
Who cares?
I thought that was at the back. Just shush. Just let me concentrate. Okay. Looking in the way you're moving your eyes, I would say pineapple.
You, sir, are incorrect.
Oh, fuck.
However, we will not start the negative reinforcement until the next one, because we're going to build up. Okay, I am thinking of an island.
You have to guess which one. 1 second.
An island.
Bearing in mind, is this going to be an island that I would actually know?
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to think.
I know, I can tell. Vein throbbing in your forehead.
That's what she said.
What did she say?
Vein throbbing, really. Isn't it? Yeah, Japan. Isn't an island, is it?
Japan is an island.
But it's not the right one, though, is it?
I can't tell you, you have to know.
How am I supposed to know?
By using psychic freakiness. No, I'm super freak.
This is difficult. I find it difficult to remember what I'm doing anyway. Give me the evil eye. You can stop it now. Chili.
No, idiot. Bob Marley.
Oh, you're a cock.
Right, negative reinforcement.
Fuck it. Ow! Fucking island, Vic, that's not an island!
That was a simple slap. And I want to see if that improves your psychic abilities. Right.
If anything, now, it makes me want to psychically hurt you.
Okay.
Via pyrokinesis.
Now you have to name,
which is the thought of fire.
Film critic.
Being burned.
a good one.
You're evil.
That's Halloween.
What?
It's Halloween. I could be evil. Name it for
yeah, but is it about evil? Is it Halloween?
Read my mind.
Okay! Marley.
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right, next to reinforcement.
This isn't... I can tell you right now, this isn't going to work.
Okay. Let me look at my steel case here. Right, I just... First, I have to give a shout out to the Greater London Metropolitan Police... lending me this. This is what I believe is called a taser.
Oh, that's a bad boy. Oh, that was... Do they make that sound? Are they supposed to make that sound?
Let's find out.
Oh my god. Oh, you fucking bastard.
Okay.
My sphincter is... Oh. Tightened, actually, if anything.
Stuff.
So thanks for that.
Mark, you can thank me later.
Tight as a condom on a beach ball.
Oh, that's unpleasant. Well, if my theory... Hang on a sec.
Oh! Why would you... Why?
I didn't want it wearing off.
What?
It's my theory. I mean, if negative reinforcement works, then hopefully you should be very psychic now. And look, I've just talked for another couple of seconds, which means...
Oh!
What am I thinking of?
Blue!
Correct!
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Brilliant. Let's celebrate.
Oh, you son of a bitch! Oh my fucking god! Oh my fucking god! Oh my god! Give me that taser.
I took you down to Electric Avenue. And then I took it higher.
Give me the taser.
Fine.
See this?
Yeah.
I'm confiscating this to the end of the day.
Fine.
You have to come and see me to get it back.
Okay.
Oh, and Richard.
Ah!
Yeah, how'd you like those electric apples?
Ow.
Next time, I'll do it to the balls.
My chest hair, that might have burnt it off.
you had any hair. I might have burnt it off. I just failed to see how electrocuting me
works, but I need conclusive proof. Thank you very much to the Gotti crime family in New York for lending me this piece of test equipment.
Now, wait a minute.
And, you know, there are many schools of thought to say how you should apply pain. Some people say you should tell the patient beforehand, or the victim, if you will, beforehand exactly what they're going to suffer. And some people say,
no! Oh, you fucking son of a bitch! I'm gonna fucking kill you, fucking...
Which newspaper am I thinking of?
The Daily Mail!
Oh, incorrect.
I can't hardly think of one that was in the news recently.
Steve, you've got another kneecap.
Not anymore! Look at them!
What kind of soft furnishings am I thinking
of? I got a buffet!
No, it was a throw.
I've got no more kneecaps. Can I laugh? I'm feeling a little bit woozy.
You make me the laughing stock of psychical research with your ridiculous results here. This is just weak, dude.
Ow! God. I need that magic water they use on football pitches.
That's good stuff. That's 100% gin. That water. That's what's in the bucket.
That's why we get up and go.
I need to go and get this stitched up.
Okay.
I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Sure you can walk.
No, I'll just drag. I'll drag myself.
Drag yourself away. And while he's doing that, I would like to take this opportunity to give some Halloween shout outs. To a lot of people in the environ. Mainly www.simonjames.co.uk. Young filmmaker who's got some great stuff on his site. Give a shout out to Matthew Stockton as always. www.theredrighthand.com. Yep, that's very good. And Steve says thanks in particular to Matthew Stockton for sending him all those photo messages on his phone. He's not interested, but it's nice to know. Yeah.
I don't mind seeing that veiny custard chugger.
He doesn't mind seeing the veiny custard chugger, but...
I don't want it every 5 minutes.
But he doesn't want it every 5 minutes. He doesn't want a slideshow.
Forward, back.
Retract, extend. That's all he ever thinks about. Retract, extend. How are you feeling now? I know, I saw you take some morphine there. Did that help?
The morphine is very good.
And okay, Steve, you can get your own back now.
Can I?
To do an experiment on me.
I actually feel really quite good, actually. Yeah, morphine does help.
I might get a bit of that myself, actually.
Morphine makes you interesting.
Thank you. Morphine makes everything interesting. Right, picture, and I'm going to use my psychic brain to guess what the picture is, much like Darren Brown did on a recent Darren Brown show.
Just out of interest, though... what is your punishment? Oh, hang on.
We're not doing negative reinforcement anymore. That experiment has already ended.
Well, I
proved it didn't work.
That's hardly fair, is
yeah.
it?
Okay. Well, if you're a Professor Richard Shepherd like me, because I am Professor Richard Shepherd, you would get to do the experiments, but you don't. More shout-outs. King Edward VII, www.ke7.com. That's a fine music venue in Norwich. One love to them. Have you got any shout outs to do? Any websites you want to big up?
I'd like to say hello to everyone who works at Christchurch Mansion. Not really any shout out as such, just like Rapid Find, change your website.
What?
It's weirding me out a bit. Change it back.
Yeah, and Facebook, because I sorted it out. I've been trying to put photos and videos on there for ages. Oh, go to dailymotion.com/maneatingswan. Where you, if you haven't seen it already, you'll see the trailer for this Halloween podcast. So terrifying, it'll make your hair bleed. So your hair is probably bleeding by now. And you'll also find loads of other sketches and crazy stuff that we guys have put on there. Shout out to Merrick Williams, get well soon. Shout out to Kate Field. Shout out to my parents.
Hey, Kate.
Yeah, I'm going to Highgate Cemetery with her soon.
Sweet.
Oh, it's just a beautiful place to go, man. Karl Marx is buried there.
You know what?
Well, probably the least funny of the Marx Brothers.
I don't like churches.
It's not a church, you idiot. It's a cemetery.
Yeah, but I don't like churches. I find them all kind of morbid. Because they always seem to build them in a churchyard.
Yeah, what's up with that, man?
In a graveyard, even.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Except for, like, ones on boats.
How many churches are on a boat?
Three.
You're weird.
Okay. Yeah, well, there you go. Steve, okay, have you drawn the picture? Because I'm going to use my psychic mind to guess what it is. Okay, his eyes are focused on a single point, so it's a small image. I know that for a fact. His pupils are slightly dilated, so I think it's an image that interests him more than me. What else can I tell? His eyebrows are... One's raising. They're raising, so he's surprised himself slightly. Okay, Steve. I'm going to guess. Your picture, which you haven't seen. It's in test conditions in the brown envelope now. Okay, Steve, your picture. Mm-hmm. Is it a great big veiny cock?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the answer to that question is... Oh, by the way, is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
Final answer, a great big veiny cock.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Show me the picture. He's going to reveal the picture. Oh, it's a cat. you tricked me there. I just assumed with you it would be a great big cock, but no.
You know what they say about assuming? Makes an ass out of you.
Yeah.
Oh, and me.
And me.
But
well, you know what I say about relocation?
Relocation.
It makes a re out of low when some guy called Cation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to apologise for the terrible jokes that are coming out of Richard Shepherd's mouth. I would like to say that this isn't very Halloween-y, this episode.
Research is quite Halloween-y.
What about that? Yeah, I can't really feel that now.
Good. Good.
At all.
Good. Well, it's probably the electricity. That probably did
you the morning. Yeah, probably did, actually. So, is that of interest? When did Wolfman come out?
I don't know, but I'm very excited about it.
Is it February?
Oh, God, I hope not. I was hoping it would be, like, November.
Ah.
I'm really looking forward to it. Benicio del Toro as the Wolfman, Anthony Hopkins, and it looks like a bloody good film.
Is it based on the original, like, Lon Chaney Jr. one?
It is. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's done by the kind of same kind of ethos that did The Mummy, like taking the old Universal pictures and then kind of really updating it, making it crazy. But I like it. It's set in England. It's set in kind of, I think, Victorian era, so it's going to be quite beautiful and quite interesting. I'm really looking forward to it, man.
Excellent. I actually looked forward. I haven't actually seen anything about it yet, though.
I've seen a trailer and it looked badass. We'll look at it online in a minute. When this is done.
Excellent. What about what about the new Nightmare on Elm Street?
Couldn't care less.
Understood.
It's it was an unoriginal idea, you know, when they made the first sequel. I don't see how a restart's going to make any better. It's like Friday the 13th. It was dreadful, the remake. The new version.
Halloween wasn't much better.
It was average. It was very average. Halloween 2 is just ridiculous.
Halloween 2 I didn't like because they changed the characters too much.
You mean the remake of Halloween 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was stupid. Halloween 3? You remember the original Halloween 3 with the mask?
Didn't even have Michael Myers in it.
2 more days till Halloween! And they're wearing masks and shit.
Yeah, and it kind of, it makes them go crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
You know, I actually bought the Halloween box set. A long while ago, and it had Halloween 3 in it. You know what I'd done to Halloween 3?
You used it as a frisbee.
I threw it away.
Oh, I would have taken that. I love Halloween 3.
That was before I knew you, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you were a young man once.
Yeah, I was.
You were the old man with white hair and no nose hair, which is weird. Have you been sniffing cocaine?
Absolutely.
You've absolutely raw nasal passages.
Well, you know, you got to ride the gravy train.
Yeah.
No. With my marching powder.
You and your museum buddies hanging around doing coke. I can just imagine that.
Everyone kind of, before we open up, we kind of put it around our gums and...
Freaky with it.
So, are you looking forward to Halloween?
Yes and no, yes and no, yes and no, yes and no.
What about Halloween Jack?
Halloween Jack, he's a real cool cat and he lives on top of Manhattan Chase. Check out dailymotion.com, Manning Swan, to find out what the hell I'm talking about. But Halloween,
I'm Danny Dyer.
He's Danny Dyer. I'm Danny Dyer. I'm probably working on Halloween night at... I'm not working. I don't work. Bleep that out, okay? I'm looking forward to Halloween.
Working the streets.
I'm not doing anything. I'm staying in on the dome.
Let's be fair. How many people from the from social actually listen to this show?
It would only take one.
Wouldn't it be fucking funny if you went to go and sign on and they were like, "Oh,
no,
so you're the Richard, you're the Richard Shepherd we've heard so much about."
Podcast is over. We have proved psychic abilities don't exist and that a Dracula could beat a Frankenstein in a fight. Thank you very much. We'll see you again next month for our pre-Christmas extravaganza. Thank you very much, Mr. Stephen Parks, for participating in this.
Say thank you.
I feel like we've still got another 5 minutes to go yet.
We absolutely have not. Say goodbye.
Okay, fine. Goodbye, people. Until next month.
Oh, and don't forget, until then...
Oh, you fucker! Yeah? Well, how about this?
Happy Halloween.
Bye! Bye.